From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims that Islamic militants are responsible for the shelling death of its top military commander, Mustafa Badreddin, near Damascus Airport in Syria on Friday. Hezbollah announced the death before holding a military funeral for the commander later in the same day. In a statement released today, the group said it launched an investigation and found the explosion which led to the martyrdom of Commander Mustafa Badreddin was the result of an artillery bombardment carried out by Takfiri, or Sunni extremist groups, in the area. Hezbollah fighters carried the commander's coffin through the streets of southern Beirut Friday. The 55-year-old Badreddin had led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die in combat since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. A suicide car bombing near a police training center in southern Afghanistan has killed three police officers. 12 other people, including at least one child, were wounded today in Helmand province. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for this latest attack. The United Nations says a new report shows that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated UN sanctions in providing pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against North Korea said the pistols were issued to members of the Congolese army and national police, and some eventually ended up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the UN mission. According to the Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program in 2014 for the Congolese Presidential Guard. UN sanctions banned North Korea from selling weapons or providing military training. The group says this same type of pistol is now available for sale in the black market in Kinshasa, the capital city. This is VOA News. Italy's Coast Guard has rescued about 1,000 refugees and migrants off the country's southern tip, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In one operation, the UN Refugee Agency reports some 500 people were rescued off Sicily, southeast of Cape Passero. It says the people crammed into two fishing boats had departed several days ago from Egypt. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the nationalities of all the people are still not known, but that the Italian Coast Guard reports some Syrians and Iraqis were among the group. The UNHCR reports nearly 190,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by sea so far this year. While most have gone to Greece, a growing minority of more than 31,250 has headed for Italy. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says that closing the sole area along the Syrian border where foreign fighters can enter and leave Islamic State-controlled territories is a top priority of U.S.-led coalition forces. Speaking Friday in Colorado, Carter said fusing and sharing information across the battlefield is helping prevent attacks and restricting the foreign fighters' movements. Meantime, the U.S. military has its first female combat commander. Air Force General Lori Robinson assumed her role as head of the U.S. Northern Command on Friday with a change of command ceremony and a speech.
As a military leader, I will never forget that my greatest responsibility is to defend our homelands and to protect their people, national powers, and freedom of action.
Ms. Robinson is now responsible for protecting the continental U.S., Alaska, Canada, Mexico, the Bahamas, and a large section of the surrounding waters. Secretary of Defense Carter praised her ability to lead and command in high-tempo operational environments while putting her people first in every assignment. Former Argentine President Cristina Fernandez was indicted Friday, charged with defrauding the government through her handling of the country's currency futures market while she was in office. Also charged, a former economy minister, Axel Kicillof, and the former central bank president, Alejandro Vannoli, in connection with a scheme to devalue and keep the value of the peso inflated. The case and the fraud resulting brought Argentina to lose billions of dollars, according to court papers. In Bangladesh, authorities there say 56 people have been killed by lightning strikes in different places in the past 2 days, triggering a bit of a panic in some people. There's been a heat spell, and lightning struck on Thursday, killing 33 people. More series of strikes on Friday, another 23 lost. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.